This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. A young woman says her life in East Los Angeles isn't that different than her mother's was in war-torn El Salvador.
The gunshots echoing in the street are scaring the hell out of me.
We'll have that story coming up.
First, public life in Mexico, where the bribe is a notorious necessity to get many things done. Politicians say things will change, and they have. A new survey finds bribes in Mexico up in the last 2 years by more than 40%. Constantine Cacayas covers Mexico for The Economist magazine. He joins us from Mexico City. Constantine, how common is the bribe down there, and does it seem indeed that it's getting more common?
I really don't think there's a police officer in the country that hasn't taken a bribe. I'd be surprised. It's a petty thing, but it's an efficient way of doing things. People complain about having too much paperwork in their lives. One of the great things about bribes is that there's no paperwork. I hesitate to believe a lot of the numbers you see in this study, just because it's a difficult thing to survey.
Well, I imagine that it's a difficult thing to survey. After all, this is criminal activity. But this organization that released this survey, it turns out, they've been doing this for several years now. Every couple of years, they release these studies that you wonder, how the heck do you even get that information?
They just ask people, which is why I'm a little skeptical. You look at the state-by-state numbers, and there's a lot of jaggedness in the numbers. I just think it's a tough question to answer.
Well, what their findings, almost $2.6 billion in a year overall for Mexico paid in bribes. And a common bribe would be a little more than $10. And what do people get for that money? What are you, fixing a parking ticket or getting a driver's license? Or
parking ticket, running a red light. I mean, red lights here, particularly at night, are more of a symbol than an actual command. If you've actually done something wrong, ultimately, the way the system works, you can look at a bribe as being the equivalent of a ticket. The problem is sometimes you end up having to pay a bribe when you haven't done anything wrong, just because the policeman feels like it. That sort of indicates a lack of rule of law that then comes into play in more significant matters, like the drug trade, for instance.
How is this in your personal life in Mexico City? Would you pay a bribe if you wanted to get a driver's license?
No, I in fact had a very easy time getting a driver's license. They didn't even ask me if I knew how to drive. It was all very efficient and completely nonsensical.
Suppose you're in court. You're accused of some minor crime. You haven't paid a bill or something. Do you pay bribes then?
The only bribes I've ever paid here have been sort of minor traffic things, where it's just at times, it depends on how big a hurry you're in. At times, one can be a bit of a self-righteous mood, and you say, I've done nothing wrong. And if I have done anything wrong, I'll do the paperwork. And you wait them out, and you don't end up having to pay anything. At times, you actually have a pressing appointment, and it's just easier to palm $5 over to the policeman than to actually do it the proper way.
You must have reported from many parts of the world working for The Economist. How different is Mexico from other countries like it, in terms of the practice of bribery?
Poverty is poverty, but a lot of the culture of bribery isn't directly dependent on how poor places are. Nicaragua, for instance, one of the poorest countries in Latin America, and has a police system that's much more efficient and better run than any of its neighbors. I think what this study tries to get a handle of is petty bribery, because that's what they ask. If you ask people in a survey, if you ask if he's broken the law, and I'll openly admit to saying, yeah, at times I've given $5 or $10 to a police officer to get on my way. What it doesn't take into account is the big bribes. You can't exactly survey people who have gotten large government contracts and say, hey, how much did you bribe the cabinet minister to get this contract? And it's difficult to get a good handle on if that's greater in Mexico than it is in Turkey or Thailand or Malaysia.
Constantine Cacayas of The Economist magazine reporting from Mexico City on a new survey that finds bribery alive and well there. Constantine, thank you.
Thanks for having me.